Yo, welcome back to the Scumbag Lounge Podcast.
What's your name, scumbag?
I'm your host, 40 Fonz.
What's your name, scumbag?
Yo, I'm your boy, K-Stucky76.
Where y'all can hear us every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. Be sure to give us a like, share, follow the 5-star rating. Also, follow us at the Scumbag Lounge on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Email us at thescumbaglounge@gmail. Word. Yo, we got something new. Now you damn scumbags can help us figure out some of the shit we be talking about by calling us at 843-968-3139. Again, that's 843-968-3139. And we will play your comment on air so our listeners can participate in some of the shit talk that we do every week, Slime.
Shit gonna be real interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all call in, man. Tell us how y'all feel about some shit.
Yeah.
So we can get on here and talk about it.
Right. Cause a lot of y'all talk. Man, y'all need to damn have somebody to call in, man. Do this, yeah, do that. So
now you got your chance.
You got your chance, man. So again, 843-968-3139.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, man. Yo, what's up, Sly?
Man, what's happening?
Not much, bro.
Shit.
Yeah, man, long, tough, you know, week. Yeah, we'll be back in here.
Yeah, man. Long week.
Long week.
Tough long week. Emotional week. Man. But, yeah. You know.
Right, man. We thank you guys for the Jones Music Podcast. Jones and Doogie, man, for y'all doing the show with us and let us put that episode out. So.
Oh, yeah.
I hope y'all guys enjoyed it, man. We had a lot of good feedback from that show, so.
Mm-hmm.
So we look forward to having them guys back in sometime soon.
Yeah, man.
Word, man. Sly, you got any shout-outs you want to do, Sly?
Man, let's see.
While you do your shout-outs, I'm going to take me a shot. This
time. Yeah. You know, give a shout-out to, you know, of course, Media Group, you know, our sponsors, our listeners. Actually, I had a conversation with one of the listeners today, man. Dude, mm-hmm. The damn Mims, D yeah. Mims.
D Mims, shout out to Mims, man.
Yeah, Mims, man. Out of Dallas.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, man. So, you know, just like I say, I just want to thank everybody too for, you know, sending their prayers and condolences last week, man. For you know, things that was going on. I ain't gonna mention no names or nothing like that, but
absolutely.
You know, just appreciate all that, man. It's whole, you know, it's much needed. So,
yeah,
you know, that's all to give a shout out to, man.
Word, man. Like you said again, thank you for everybody now showing love all week, last week.
Yeah.
And I want to do a shout out to the ladies at Michelle Nails and shit. Took care of my foots. last week, man, and shout out to the Crux Media Group, man,
mm-hmm.
For the work they do. Shout out to them, my boy Q. Happy birthday, nigga!
Oh yeah. Happy shit, man.
Yeah,
Q. Happy birthday, man, with your black ass.
My damn brother, man. Shout out to you, bro.
Yeah, you know, big move, man. You know, big things, man. We'll get together on all that. But like, yeah, man, yeah. Happy birthday, Q.
Happy birthday, man. You know, we'll do our regular shout outs to our sponsors, Grant Wills with Farm Brewer, the Southern Elegance Counter Company, Unfiltered Forever, YKTV by Bree, and Grander by Ty Smith, yo. Mm-hmm. So, Slime, let's go ahead and get the show on the road, man. This episode was brought to you by Unfiltered Forever. They got everything you need from tech suits to leggings, masks, and so much more. Visit them at unfilteredforever.com and use the promo code SCUMBAG and get your 15% off discount off your entire order. So visit unfilteredforever.com and remember, there's a science to being you. Unfiltered got some new spring wear in, new colors, spring colors and stuff. So y'all make sure y'all go check them out, man. Yeah. What you got going on with this slide?
Hit the wrong button. My bad.
Word, man. So let's start off with them. Saints CJ Gardner Johnson calls his baby mama's boyfriend broke because she's wearing FUBU on Instagram.
Hold up. Okay, so is she wearing what now?
FUBU.
FUBU.
Yeah.
In 2022.
2022. So,
where the hell you find FUBU at?
City Trend.
No. I ain't gonna do City Trend.
City
like
Trend,
that.
They got it.
No.
Who got FUBU? Walmart. Somebody got FUBU.
No, it's them damn milk. You ever been in one of them stores the Chinese people got? They pull the yeah. Urban.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of name would it be? Urban Well, something like
yeah,
that.
Some shit like that. What that shit calling them mall classics and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. You know, damn shit like that, man. Yeah. Where they they must have looked deep in that rack.
So
God damn.
CJ Johnson, for whatever reason, jumped into the comment section of his baby mama Cindy Griffin photos with her new boyfriend to clown her for rocking FUBU and asked her if her new boyfriend is broke. So Johnson other baby mama Summer Bunny backed him right to clown Cindy's new boyfriend, but Cindy clapped back at her in the comment section saying she wants Johnson, even though the NFL player don't want her. So Gardner Johnson, his baby mama, had a back and forth drama on Instagram. It was funny. Read it, clapbacks. Cindy has a new boyfriend and she obviously doesn't need Johnson anymore. So at Cindy Griffin on Instagram posted this last night. You could wait a few days, game, to not make it obvious you constantly checking my page. And Cindy said, honey, don't start. You want the nigga that wants me.
Uh-oh.
But you could never spend this block again. Damn.
Wait a minute, man.
Yeah.
I'm back on this FUBU shit. Damn all these little you know, who got who beef. I don't want to trash FUBU. They ain't really got nothing to do with
it's
it.
For us by us.
For us by us.
Yeah.
But FUBU in 2022 is not the move. I don't know where the hell you can't find it on Amazon.
She might be going to 90s. Might be the 90s party shit.
Okay, 90. Okay, there you go. Now yeah. She might have been going to one of those 90 parties. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. I'll give you that. He might have been going to a 90s party. I hope. But,
No.
Somebody ain't spent a whole lot of money on the outfit.
So you will,
I will what?
You will talk to, you will holler at the shoulder of FUBU on?
I mean, clothes don't define who you are.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't approach her. Mm-mm. And ain't it because of the FUBU? I mean,
the fashion world for real. FUBU runs the fashion world for real. FUBU, the look, the style, the vibe, the feel. FUBU, the clothes got mass appeal. They the best that ever did it. I'm just keeping it real. FUBU.
Oh, man.
Come on, FUBU.
Damn.
FUBU.
Listen, man.
FUBU.
The last time I heard, I was on the school bus.
FUBU?
I was on the school bus.
Yeah. You know the damn the apple bottle. The apple bottle jeans supposed to be coming back, right?
Oh shit. Mm-hmm. Now you know I did try to talk to them girls that wore them apple bottom jeans. You know.
Like that.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Hello.
Bro.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Y2G joint. That new shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Foo boo, baby. Foo boo, baby. Come on. Yeah.
Bro. You hear how old that motherfucker is, man? You can tell by the beat. That shit was 1998, man.
Yeah. Oh. But they said them girls that got that wear FUBU got a gold teeth. The little girl got some good boss.
Now, you know, back then, I'd have been all over your ass back in 96, 97.
Been all over.
What?
Yeah.
Damn, FUBU was popping.
Yeah.
Good 2022, unless you going to a Halloween party or you going to a damn, what's the name? What you call it? A 90s party? 90s
theme party.
I could see you doing that, but no.
Sean John.
Sean John still got some flats. They got some shit at Macy's, though.
Yeah.
So, okay. Sean John, they still got some shit at Macy's. I don't see no FUBU racks.
Rockwell.
You know, I still got a Rockwell coat hanging up in my damn. It's old now, but
it's
still
out, man.
Shit, I will if it need be. But I'm just saying, like, I still got a Rockwell coat. I ain't threw away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still got it hanging up. I mean, it's vintage. So. So if I go to a 90s party, bam.
Yeah.
Bam. But yeah, I wouldn't. That's not a good fashion statement.
So the question is,
is dude broke? I mean, I don't know this situation, man. The God of John, he saw a way to damn say something, and he used that. So I can't.
So what you think about him, Garner Johnson? Period, jumping on Shorty Instagram, I mean, and comments.
He's salty.
That shit corny.
Yeah, he corny. Yeah. It's corny. Okay, yeah. Let's back it up. It's a corny move by him.
Yeah.
All right. It's a corny move, but it's also funny. Yeah. So, on a corny meter, he gets a 10.
Yeah.
Because it was corny.
Yeah.
But on a funny meter, he gets a 7.
Yeah.
So, she put it on, so hell.
And the thing about them, also this thing of, why you hanging around your ex pages and shit?
Yeah, he's stalking, man. He like I said, he's corny. All right.
So, you think he wants to spin the block again?
Of course he do.
Yeah,
come on now. Why else you checking in on some shit like that? Anyway,
yeah.
Like, who? If you done, you done. Who cares?
Done, right.
Who cares? So, you know, Garner Johnson, you corny for that move. That's again, just like taking pictures of motherfuckers in the bed. Yeah. Corny.
Yeah. You think he
corny?
He almost damn on that damn same damn level with them. Antonio Brown.
Yeah, with like them, yeah, with that, you know, yeah. Screenshot shit and all that dumb shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he corny. But she gave him the ammunition to shoot, though.
Yeah.
So, but him attacking a dude, though, man, that's, I mean, I don't know, man.
So.
You hurt.
So the girls, the way FUBU is out for you, that's what you're saying.
2022?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that ain't my first move.
That ain't your first move.
That ain't my first move. 2:30 in the morning.
So what you think? So let me ask you this.
I've been struck out all night.
What type of spots you think you would go to and still see FUBU around? Name some spots.
If they bought Hypnotic back.
Hypnotic.
Hideaway.
Yeah.
Rex. The Starlight, you know, like, you know, back
the
then.
Hole in the Wall Club.
Back then, man.
Damn, what you call those shits now? Else Club.
Which else? Post 210 else.
Tell about the old
the Hut.
Yeah.
The Hut. Yeah. Hey, you probably would have saw, you'd have saw that back then. You ain't gonna see that now though. Unless you if you see a dude in FUBU now, he probably smoke crack.
Smoke crack.
You probably smoke crack.
So,
and he wearing that shit every time you see him too. He ain't changing. Nigga wear that shit winter and summer, man.
Man,
same FUBU with the scratch down the sleeve.
This was the picture of her. She had a the jean FUBU outfit on.
I don't know. Short outfit. What the fuck she found at it?
Like a, it was almost like a rumper type of shit.
She had on one of them.
Yeah, she had on one of them shits.
She was maybe okay. Maybe she was trying to make a fashion statement. You know, trying to bring the old, you know, bring the old shit back. Maybe they paid her.
Maybe.
Maybe FUBU paid her. They had to pay a whole lot of money though.
For to ride that shit.
What the fuck? Hell yeah, man! Come on now. You find me. You find me somebody that got wearing FUBU around here. Find me one. Where you at? Call in if you still wearing FUBU.
That's bullying, man.
That ain't bullying. What the hell is that bullying?
Now I tell what he doing.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's salty. Yeah, he acting. Yeah, he's stupid. Yeah, he's corny. Yeah, he's corny. He's corny. He could have because he have some kind of history with her.
Yeah,
that you know, corny.
Yeah, that's bullying.
She gave him the ammunition though. Like, damn, FUBU.
Well, why would you wait? Well, that's hopefully it wasn't just a party shit, man.
Maybe just something to do, man. Just called her, you know, whatever.
She was wearing the fuck out of it though.
I ain't see the picture.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But again, though, you know, hey, you wearing FUBU out here, ladies? Yeah. Hey,
what do you say?
Yeah. I'm trying to be calm about this, man. I'm not asking you for your phone number.
I can hit your ass now, yo. Somebody supposed to help FUBU get your damn truck. Damn!
What the fuck? Damn, you must have got this shit real mama house. You must have found it at your old bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Still fit, huh?
Still fit.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, same size you was in high school.
Right.
Or college.
That says a lot, though.
Yeah, that's tough, man. You got to have some balls to do that, though.
Yeah.
Some big kahunas.
Big kahunas. So.
These nuts.
Word, man.
But Garner Johnson, you corny. So move on, man.
Yeah.
Move around.
Stay with that girl Paige, man.
Yeah, please. Relax, bro. Please. Yeah. This shit would have been a story to you.
Yeah.
You had to chime in.
Yeah.
Corny.
This episode was brought to you by YKTV by Bree. Now, who doesn't love a good vibe? YKTV by Bree is an online adult toy store that can provide you with all your pleasure essentials. From the infamous Rover's toys to lube to sexy games played with a partner, YKTV by Bree is going to get you right. They even have a blog you can check out for topics you may be interested in. Use promo code SCUMBAGLOUNGE to get 15% off your entire order today. YKTV by Bree, here you come first.
She killed me. Hold on, man. My bad. Man.
Oh, yes.
Back at a co-worker, bro. Mr. Jones. Mr. Mike Jones. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Boxer. Ebane Bridges reveals the nasty, inappropriate DM she constantly receives from men.
Who?
Ebane Bridges.
Ain't seen her.
The Australia boxer. Ebane Bridges has opened up about the creepy messages she gets from men trying to get her attention, but in the worst possible way. The blonde bomber is what they call her, has been going viral on social media with her sexy weigh-ins that she does with little to no clothes home. But unfortunately, some men can't just keep what they like to themselves, being total creeps. Bridges has amassed a significant following on Instagram. She made up of 470,000 fans from around the world, and some of those fans are starting to send bizarre and inappropriate messages to her. They don't even say hello. How are you? It's like, here's my little dick, she said. With the chat while laughing.
Oh man.
So it's some of the messages she be getting in her damn DMs, right? So for starters, she says, a guy said, "Can I see your pic of my dick? And you can judge it. I just want to know what you think of it," Bridges said of another creepy message she received. A man also sent Bridges a picture of balls. claiming they were his friends and wanted to know, wanted to judge them for herself, right? So, however, she did say she responds to men who encourage her career and are supportive of her. While she was in the UK, a Boston fanatic paid her a staggering $900 for a pair of socks she had already worn.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so
shit's crazy, man.
See, it's so weird though, because I feel like I'm selling news when I think I'm about sharing a pic of my feet without a sock on it. It's so weird, she added. It's got nothing to do with my feet. It's just to do with these people and their fetishes. I don't think they even really care about my feet. You know how much money I have and made from that shit. So, what's up with these damn dudes sending down pictures of the damn dick and accident or judging and shit? And
man,
sending your friend balls and shit.
Man, come on, man. Come on, Scum. Shit is whack. Man, nobody want to see your damn. Hey, come on, man. Like, who
the hell want Jell-O?
I want no damn Jell-O after seeing that.
Yeah, man.
See the, man, you know what, man? I don't know why. Okay, if you and your significant other, y'all share y'all pictures, whatever, fine. Bro, you don't see celebrities or athletes, your damn Johnson, your damn junk on the line, man. Online, man. Come on now.
Yeah.
Like, what you think you're gonna get out of that? Mm. When you see, okay, when you see shit like that, what do you think the response is supposed to be? Like, you part of the circus, man. You're a clown. Yeah. You a clown.
Part of the circus.
You're part of the fucking circus, man.
So,
why?
People into some weird shit, man.
Oh, people got too. There ought to be some kind of sanction, stipulation has to dumb shit like that, man.
Yeah.
That woman don't deserve that, man.
No, she don't.
They don't deserve
it. But you know, at the same time, no, she don't deserve it.
She don't deserve that.
But you know, she be down. But in a way, she kind of like self-promoting, that kind of. What I'm saying is, she kind of garnished that type of attention sometimes. Because I know her last fight, mm-hmm. she was talking about doing her win in the nude and shit like that.
Okay. Still.
So, yeah. I mean, not saying it gives them guys a right to do that type of shit.
Yeah, to get sexually harassed.
But yeah, but. Sometimes you garnishing that capital, you provoking that shit sometimes.
So you're saying some of her action
invite
that type of attention.
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
Yeah.
Right. I mean it still don't deserve it though.
No, like, no.
Yeah, come on, man. Y'all niggas need to come on, man. Now my thing out of all these women get these unsolicited pics, right?
Mm-hmm.
She gonna just pick you out the group and go along with it. Like, dude, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, hey, come on, bro.
Yeah.
She's whack. Yeah. Now, if she wanna do her way in the nude.
Yeah.
Come on with it.
That what she be, you know.
It still don't mean you get to harass the woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know, man. Shit, like you said, there's a bunch of weirdos out here, man.
Weirdos.
Motherfuckers don't mind seeing they jump across the web.
And like you said, she down making money off down her feet and shit, you know.
You know, that's a real thing.
It is. Yeah.
That's a real thing. Yeah. It's some real pervs out there. But I won't call them pervs. So people like it's a feat, you know, and that's okay. But that's your thing or whatever. But I don't know, man. It's a society we live in now, man.
Yeah.
This shit wild out here. What's the word taboo? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing is out of bounds right now.
At all.
Nothing, cause look. Story today, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was, you know, kind of off a little bit, but
yeah.
the prison thing,
mm-hmm.
transgender,
yeah,
woman, mm-hmm. locked up in an all women's prison,
mm-hmm.
getting women pregnant in an all women prison,
yeah.
Come on now, nothing is out of bounds now, man. Nothing is out of bounds, man. That story is not shouldn't really surprise a whole lot of people now. Something like that happening.
Yeah.
Shouldn't.
Mm.
You know. Get out the pool, man. Shouldn't be surprising, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like we so the way things is, man, right now, you so wide open with shit.
Mm.
I mean, people you love to do anything. You love to see anything nowadays, man. So, I mean, I know her story ain't unique because that shit goes on all the time. Hell, you could be working at damn Burger King get unsolicited pics if somebody find you attractive enough.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it don't have to be a celebrity or athlete or world famous or person who's known all over the world. It could just be a regular, everyday woman that's attractive that's going to get unsolicited pics from people. From dudes thinking that's gonna get their attention.
But you gotta have a lot of what makes you down say, man, I'm about to pull my damn pants down sitting in my fucking picture.
I'm about to unzip my fly.
Right.
I'm about to unzip my fly.
Right.
And seeing somebody who ain't responding to me.
Right.
Ain't interested in me.
Right.
Ain't responding to me. Pull my damn fly down and open my fruit balloons up. And snap that pic and send it.
Right. So like
with my name attached to it like that.
Right. So
come on, man.
Like, you know, like the story says, she got 470,000 followers on Instagram. So I know all 470,000 not in Australia.
Goddamn right, they ain't.
So you got a motherfucker about halfway around the world
sending you a shot of their damn jump. Right. You got their fruit balloons down at their ankles.
I'm about to send my dick to Australia.
Yeah, my dick to Australia. I hope I get a response. Wow. How dumb. Come on, man.
Hey, you can see his dick to Australia. He didn't even got a passport.
No. Just broke all kind of them travel laws with this shit.
Right. Like, come on, slide.
Come on, man. Get your damn life together.
You can't even get to the answer she was giving it to
if
you.
If she said, come on, what you going to do? You got to wait 2 weeks. You got to take a COVID test. You got to find a flight.
Yeah.
Man, hell. Come on, man.
Yeah, man.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Y'all need to stop this shit, man. You got to stop this shit, people. You got to stop this shit, guys, man.
Word, man.
You need to relax.
Mm-hmm.
You got to fucking relax.
Yeah, fellas, come on, man.
You got to fucking relax.
Get out the DMs, man.
Keep your drawers on, man. Keep your damn fruit blues up, man. If she want them shits, man, she'll let you know, man.
Yeah.
Don't just say, I'm going to get her.
Yeah.
I'm going to get her attention. And then get, you know.
Because, you know, you got a chance to think about it.
Oh yeah, yeah. You got a chance to back off of that before you hit sin. Like, wait a minute.
Cause you gotta make sure you get the right angle and shit. Cause you gotta take a few dick pics.
Oh God, man. Right? Oh.
Which one, right?
Come on, man. Jeez.
I mean,
come on, man. So you thought about it?
Yeah.
Yo, you put some thought into it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you stupid ass.
So, you know, you gotta take a different couple of shots and shit.
You gotta relax. The right shit. So you gotta fucking relax, man.
Yeah, tired of thinking about it, man.
You gotta fucking relax out here, man.
Yeah, dude, talk about he's saying his friend balls.
That's gay. Excuse me.
These nuts.
Come on, man. Like what okay, you doing? So what you doing with your friend balls?
These nuts. Got him.
What makes you think it's okay to have your friend's balls in your damn phone?
Well,
your friend had to actually sit there and let you take a picture of his nuts. Right. Come on, man. Like, what kind of fucking friends y'all have? Fucking bunch of reindeers, man. Oh, God. Rump reindeer.
It wasn't a man can't take a picture of each other.
Take a picture of
each other
balls. Come on, man. Come on, man. Suspect.
It's
a suspect activity. Yeah, that shit, you think that shit was cool?
Yeah, that shit ain't cool, man.
Man, I'm gonna send a picture of your balls to this girl, man.
I'm gonna send a picture of your balls to your bang.
All three.
I'm gonna send a picture of your balls to the blonde bomber.
Wait, come on, man. Fuck's going on, man.
Word, man.
Why? Come on, people. Y'all got to get it together out here, man. Some shit need to be, you know, they need to put laws on some type of shit, man.
Right.
Some shit like that need to have laws.
Right.
I don't know if that could ever happen, but.
Motherfucking laugh at the damn man.
This shit's stupid.
You got too much time on your hands.
Way line. Too much.
Yeah, too much time, man.
And y'all too damn friendly.
Word, man.
Rump Wrangler.
This episode is brought to you by Grander by Ty Smith. Step your beer game up. Grander by Ty Smith offers the finest handcrafted beer, hair, and skin products for men. Go to GranderByTySmith.com and use promo code ScumbagLounge to receive 15% off your entire order today.
Some good beer. I'm about to use up the rest of mine. I'm about to re-up.
Yeah, I got to re-up. I mean, got to re-up soon myself, man. Mm-hmm. Group of young white women wake up a shirtless O.J. Simpson in bed at 1 a.m.
I saw that.
So... a video of O.J. Simpson being woken up by a group of young white women while allegedly naked in bed has gone viral on the internet. And the question remains, what were these women doing with O.J. Simpson inside his room at 1 a.m.? The video was posted on TikTok with the caption, "Let's wake up O.J. at 1 a.m." In the video footage, they surface a group of young girls could be seen walking into a room to wake up a person who was wrapped in a blanket. While the girls made noise to wake the person up, the camera focused and the person in the blanket appeared to be O.J. Simpson.
Oh, it was O.J.
What was O.J. real name?
Orenthal.
It was Orenthal.
Orenthal James Simpson. Let's go rake up Orenthal. Damn, that nigga got an old name, bro. That must be his great granddaddy name.
He got a 12-year slave name.
That boy got an Amistad name.
Oh, bro. Shit, yo.
Orenthal.
So.
Damn.
That nigga say what my name is. Orenthal, man, fuck that. Man, y'all niggas call me OJ.
OJ.
Man, you fucking with that damn Orenthal.
Tearing that name up in school.
As slowly as he got from He got up for the noise and seen that Simpson was naked before the camera moved back into another room filled with more women. If there's one thing in life we could count on, though, is OJ being surrounded by white women.
Facts.
So, a man that on Twitter at Burbank, three fathers have failed at their tasks.
The what?
Three fathers have failed at their tasks.
You seen that? You seen the video?
Yeah, I seen
it. It was like somebody's daddy was there.
Yeah.
Another old dude. So they had a party.
So had Charles Brown. Said no one is talking about OJ still partying hard in 2022 like it's 1972.
Listen, man. It looked like OJ had a good time and was in there getting some damn shut out.
Yeah.
Somebody, so a pony got on his pole and put him to sleep.
OJ 72.
OJ's day, man, listen. Mm-hmm. OJ spent a lot of time on on the side of that wall. So, OJ say, hey, I might can't run no damn football.
Yeah.
But my pipe still works. you want to turn? You want your turn with OJ?
That OJ naked gun still works. Yeah, you want
the crazy thing about that shit was when they went in there, the way that shit was going, he had that sleep hole. Like somebody just put that shit on him too.
Yeah,
like he had about 3-4 of them in the room with him.
Yeah,
and he went to sleep, but the party was still going. Party was still going. Get up, OJ.
What? What is this like? Get up, OJ.
Get up, OJ. Yeah, that sleep was like this too. OJ had that damn, I did my job damn sleep.
Yeah, he did.
He had the damn pole that shit. I just shit. And a damn thrill.
Then he woke up trying to get back into the party.
OJ tried to bring it back together. 1 o'clock, he sent me to his ass, should be asleep. Why the hell you up? You sent me to, why the hell you up at 1 o'clock, man? Shit, OJ was like, hey, OJ parted. I ain't got no problem with OJ party, man.
No.
Listen, they looked like they was on a boat, a yacht or something anyway. So they was already on some.
Yeah, it was some hotel.
It was a party. It was a hotel. I thought it was like a yacht or some shit.
It's a hotel room.
Shit. I ain't mad at OJ for that.
Mm-mm.
I ain't mad at OJ for party, man. Enjoy your life, man. Enjoy your damn life. 72, everybody get a room full of women, too.
You know no motherfuckers mad about OJ, though, man.
So? Shit. It's gone. When I get 72, you think I'm going to give a shit who mad at me?
Yeah.
And I got money.
That motherfucker mad with OJ, right? Man. So OJ still got.
I'm 45. I don't give a damn about what you think about me. You wait, I get 72.
Mm.
Yeah, shit. Jesus. Who the fuck I want? If OJ still could pull cold, post fucking cold. Okay? Yeah. You don't know when your damn ticket going to get punched in. Right? Shit. Make up for lost time, OJ. I ain't mad at him.
Yeah. I ain't mad at
OJ him. OJ doing them damn lives off that golf cart on them damn Twitter. You see his damn Twitter, he chime in on live, chime in on Twitter.
Oh yeah, he
be on that golf cart with shit. I tell you what.
He chiming on that Will Smith shit.
When the sun go down, OJ turn that shit up a notch.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at OJ, man. Party shit. Them young girls want a damn, you got a young pony ride your pole. Hey, fuck it. Do what you gotta do, OJ.
Damn.
If I can get a shot ass at 72.
Yeah.
Young ass too. You had them girls were young though.
Yeah, they were.
They were young. But they had small purses. They had them clutch purses. You know what that mean?
What that mean?
In Las Vegas, girl, them clutch purses, they working. Facts. Did we stay in Vegas? We stay in Florida now.
I don't know where the fuck he's. Yeah, he stay in Florida.
He stay in Florida now.
Yeah, because
he left Vegas. Yeah, because Vegas had some shit. Yeah, he had some shit going on.
That legal shit, you know.
They
can't come after his pension down there in Florida.
That's
why he died.
That's why he down there parting his ass off too.
They can't come after his pension.
Man, enjoy your life, OJ. Yeah, get some more tonight. Shit, keep them all week. Shit, I don't care.
But them girls, see, said them girls had to be, them girls could be no older than them, 25.
So?
Oh, they 72.
Hey, man. They came. He ain't forced them there.
You know?
Ain't none of them girls came out and said, hey, well, OJ, you know, he didn't get, we, I ain't want, you know, get. Ain't nothing with slipping your drink. Yeah. He didn't get.
Roofie.
He didn't get billed.
Yeah.
So, shit. Enjoy life, OJ. Shit.
Shit.
You still can handle business, handle business.
OJ, somebody count sheep.
Yeah, you count some fucking sheep. Yeah, that hand behind the head. That
motherfucker gonna hit one sheep.
Yeah, they'll chest out.
Motherfucker, one sheep. One sheep.
Two sheep. Three sheep. That fucker was asleep, too.
Yeah, he was, man.
He was gone. He was in a spin his damn gas.
Yeah.
He was spent.
Yeah, man.
I ain't mad at him, man.
Damn Naked Gun, bro.
Naked Gun, OJ.
Juice.
Jumping over luggage.
Juice, bro.
OJ still got it.
Still got it, man.
What's your chance at the title?
Word, man.
Ain't mad at OJ, man.
Not at all, man. Enjoy yourself, OJ.
Yeah, enjoy your life, man.
You had a hard damn.
Yeah, you earned it.
You had a hard last, what, the last 30 years?
The last 30 years over there on your ass, bro.
Yeah, man. Damn.
From the Bronco. From the back of that damn Bronco. To wave. I want my damn shit back. I want my goddamn waving that damn 4-4. Kicking at the door, waving that 4-4.
Yeah.
I want my shit back. And I want it back now.
Now.
I'm going to bust a cap in somebody's ass in here.
Damn.
And hopefully have them just pull over. And right now I don't see the police doing anything real radical at this point, because right now there's nobody in danger as we watch this.
Do you believe that people are being kept off of the freeway? I'm still somewhat astonished by the light traffic there on this Friday night.
You know what? I missed that. You were blocked by another radio. Could you say again?
Ron, I was saying, do you think perhaps that motorists are being kept off that freeway because I'm astonished at the light level of traffic on this Friday night? It's very unusual.
It is unusually light traffic out here. We're looking all the way westbound, and we can see almost up to the 60.
Nobody does it better than her.
Nobody does it better.
For the OJ.
Hertz leads the others by far.
OJ.
Nobody does it best of all.
You remember this commercial, man?
Yeah. A superstar.
He was running through the airport, right?
What
this
it
the
takes
one.
To rich you at Fairmont, Mustang, LTD, or other fine car faster.
Shit.
Hertz, the superstar.
You know it.
Juice.
OJ, enjoy your life, man. Enjoy your life, OJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, get as many of them young girls as you can get, man.
OJ, put them down big damn OBGYN fingers up.
you put them damn 2,000 yards a year fingers up your damn. We get a damn pap smear down.
You got some damn big damn
digits.
Yeah.
Come on, OJ, man. Get some more tonight. That's all I can tell you, man. Get it to your damn Social Security run out, man. Fuck it. You think you on that honey?
Damn, what you call it? Got big hands.
You think you on that honey?
Huh?
You think that damn raw honey pack?
Yeah. Raw honey pack.
Raw honey packs. <well. laughs> That shit going straight to the bloodstream, too. Buddy.
Straight to it, bro.
Goddamn, OJ.
Oh, man. Slime.
OJ.
Yeah, scumbag tip of the week again, man.
Hey, the word on the street is scumbag tip of the week. If you're trying to enjoy your life, you're trying to do something special, get that damn raw honey pack, man. At your nearest Hudson, your nearest Citgo, Shell, or your nearest vape store. Get that raw honey, man.
Yeah.
Get that raw honey, man. Matter of fact, you get a pack with you and her.
Yeah.
Both of y'all. Put it in your damn drink. Put it in your damn Jack Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy yourself, man. Enjoy yourself like OJ. Shit.
Word, man. My scumbag tip of the week goes to Sarma. What the name is?
Who?
Garner Johnson, man.
Oh,
man. You gotta relax, bro. Stay off your damn your ex page, man. That shit corny.
Quit stalking that woman, man.
Yeah, quit stalking that woman, man. Know what I mean? Yeah. If she went away, FUBU. That's her prerogative.
Yeah,
she let her waste some FUBU.
She crazy enough to get it on, put it on, and wear it out in public. Ain't your damn problem,
right, man?
Corny.
Word, man. Stay off your ex pages, pretty much. It goes to everybody. Stay off your ex pages, man.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, I'm piggyback off that, scum. I'm gonna need y'all. What y'all got? Hey, anybody want to call in and talk about that? You know, you got want to address that motherfucker acting a fool on your damn page? You know, call us up. We can talk about it.
Yeah, man. Stay off your
ex. Maybe we can help you out.
Right.
Keep the motherfucker off your damn page.
Yeah, man. Let them know how they can find you, Sly.
Hey, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at KStucky76. That Instagram and Twitter at KStucky76. You can also find me on the Scum Man Lounge page on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter, man. Holler at your boy.
Word, man. You all can find me at 45s on Twitter, Instagram. And you all can hear us every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. Make sure you give us a like, share, follow, and a 5-star rating. Follow us at the Scumbag Lounge on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Email us at thescumbaglounge@gmail.com. And call us at 843-968-3139. If y'all want to comment on OJ, y'all want to comment on the Blonde Bomber, if y'all want to comment on them CJ Gardner, and y'all just want to holler at the scumbags, hit us up at 843-968-3139. And we'll play your comment on there. We want to send a thank you to all our listeners. Thank you to Crux Media. Thank you to our social media manager, Key. And thank you to all our sponsors, Grant Williams from Farm Brewer, the Southern Elegance Counter Company, Unfiltered Forever, YKTV by Bree, Grander by Ty Smith, and the Scumbags. We out.
What's your name, scumbag?